Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. We're here live tonight at Kindred Spirit Brewing. And if you've never been out here, this place is fabulous. Awesome array of drinks. And Hobo and I are enjoying a couple right now.
That's true. 12-830 West Creek Parkway. So if you're out there on the traffic jam in 288, trying to get to the south side, veer off at the West Creek exit. Come on in, say hello to us, have a cold one, and enjoy the evening.
Or if you're driving down Patterson Avenue, just come on out to West Creek. It's great. All right, tonight we have two awesome guests joining us. Talking a little football, we're going to have Brad Barnes, former offensive tackle. He played a few other positions, but best known for his tackle work.
It's good to have. They're both here in person, too.
Yeah, and we've got Terry Gates.
Handsome guys.
Well, smart guys. Smart guys and huge, big.
Well, they are.
They're like bodyguards.
One's big, one's sort of tall and
tall
skinny.
And lean.
You know, but nevertheless, I've missed you. Even though you call me every day, I've missed you.
You know, Hubba's not kidding. I drive him crazy. But someone's got to do the heavy lifting. So,
I know.
Anyway, there's a lot to talk about. University of Virginia and the ACC, there's been a lot of news. First off, for UVA tennis, they won a huge match today in the Sweet 16 round. They defeated Florida 4-0. They will next play on Saturday against Texas, the number 10 seed. If they should win that game, that match, that puts them in the semifinals. And I think very few teams over the last 30 years have done anything like what UVA is doing.
Several times in succession. I think they've been at least to the semifinals multiple years in a row, haven't they?
It's like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah. Amazing job by Brian Boland.
And so far in the three teams they've played so far in the tournament, no one scored on them. They've blanked everyone so
far. Oh, yes.
Far.
And it should also be mentioned that Darren is seated at my far left today.
There you go.
We're glad to have Darren here to help us with Olympic sports and keeping us straight.
Which is not an easy task.
Not an easy task. Baseball. The UVA baseball team currently ranked number 9 in the nation. Not too shabby.
About to have the first pitch momentarily down in Atlanta.
Yes. They've got a 3-game series down in Atlanta. Thursday at 6 o'clock, Friday at 6 o'clock, and then Saturday.
Afternoon.
Like 12 or 1 o'clock.
Yes, in the afternoon.
So if the Cavaliers can win that series, that means winning 2 out of 3. The Cavs would have won 6 or 7 straight series in the ACC as they head into the ACC tournament.
Great,
and that's quite a feat, because going into the ACC tournament, they're likely to be the 3 or 4 seed, so the ACC is deep,
yes,
as you know, in baseball.
It's currently five teams in the top 20, I think.
Correct.
Tournament at Louisville this year?
It's in Kentucky.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And, as Terry Gates likes to say, Louisville.
Louisville.
No, it's not. It's Vol, Jim.
Louisville?
Yes. And it's at Slugger Park. What a great name for a baseball
stadium.
That is
good. That is good. You know, isn't that where the that's where the home of the Louisville Slugger. That's why.
Well, one thing that UVA is a little concerned about is Murdoch, the young pitcher from Colonial Heights,
yep,
has a sore elbow, and the Cavaliers need that young man to get healthy quick, because
get him healthy for the big run.
Yeah, he could be the difference between Virginia having a decent ACC tournament and being respectable, because
When you get into these tournaments, pitching really becomes dominant.
Well, obviously, we want to do well in the ACC tournament, but you know, right, they're going to be eyes on Omaha, so we want to make sure he's ready to go.
If Virginia can just live up to their seed, they should host a regional.
Sure.
So right now, the pitchers that are healthy are Daniel Lynch from Richmond. He played at Freeman. And Derek Case, and I can't remember where Casey's from off the top of my head. Both young men are terrific pitchers. But they need Murdoch back. There's no two ways about it. All right. What other sports, Hobo?
Well, we've covered it. Tennis, as you said, is doing extremely well. Oh, women's rowing, I think. You know, ACC championship.
8th in a row, winning the ACC, and they've been invited to their tournament. But we're going to cover a lot of these in our Olympic sports report later on.
How about golf?
Golf, they're going to also compete in the national tournament. 30 teams they were invited to attend. Last year they went as well, finished about 15, but didn't make it to the final day. Big expectations from the way they performed this year to make the final day in the NCAAs this year.
Yes, Jimmy Stanger, and what's the other player's name? They've got two players that lead. All right, we're going to look that up on the computer. The Virginia golf team should do some damage this year. Men's soccer schedule was just released for 2017. I don't see anything here that's too eye-opening. Unfortunately, I think North North Carolina is at home this year, so that's always a big game. Notre Dame is away.
Derek Bard.
That's the other name to watch for
the golfer, yes.
Maybe the one disappointment out of the spring is the lacrosse, that we're not going to be in the NCAA tournament, but hopefully Lars Tiffany will recruit well and coach well, and we'll take care of that next spring.
Well, for certain, instituting a new system, can't really call it a run-and-gun, but it's predicated upon causing quick turnovers and then switching to the fast break immediately. And I think it had some success this year. Virginia lost, I think, four or five games this year by one goal, which was just bad luck. I mean, who has the ball at the end of the game? At the same time, we know Lars was very successful up there at Brown, and we know that he will do well at Virginia.
It's just weird. I used to schedule my Memorial Day weekend around the lacrosse Final Four. I miss that.
Well, if anybody can reload the lacrosse program and rekindle the fires that Dom Starcia constantly kept burning all those years, it's Lars Tiffany. I've met him, talked to him a few times. He is a terrific guy.
Now, did we mention the names of our guests? We said they're handsome and smart.
I did. But okay. You weren't listening.
I wasn't listening. Which I usually don't listen to you. That's part of the problem.
All right. So we're going to get past that. Enough insults for injuries. All right, we're going to go for about 3-4 more minutes. Then we go to break. We'll bring in Terry Gates.
Mr. Gates, talk a little hoop.
We're going to talk hoop first, then we'll talk about the football second. Let's talk about Brian Boland for a second. Brian Boland, the winningest coach in the ACC history, record-setting matches. I think it was 125 or something?
It was mind-boggling. I think it was like in the 140s.
Did it get to 140?
And he won his 12th ACC championship just a couple of weeks ago.
And he's won three national titles.
Hopefully four here soon.
Yeah.
He is leaving in the classiest way possible. You know, to have an ACC championship and be contending for another national championship. So he clearly will be missed. And whoever gets that job, those are awfully big shoes.
Well, Brian Boland is a good friend of the program, good friend of mine, and, just a huge ambassador for the game of tennis. And it's not an accident that he is moving on and will be head of USTA development for men in the entire country.
Yeah, yes. He wants to bring the United States tennis back to the kind of success they had, 15, 20, 30 years ago.
The days of Connors.
And McEnroe.
The days of McEnroe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will be a force in the sport.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Further thoughts. Let's talk about our two guests for a second. First off, since Terry Gates is up next, Terry played basketball with Jeff Lamp, Lee Raker, Jeff Jones, Ralph Sampson, Othell Wilson. All those guys.
He played in what I call Golden Era 1.
Yes.
This is sort of Golden Era 2.
That was after you, though, right?
That's true. So, all right, maybe he did play in Golden Era 2.
You know, they used to say, now this is humorous, they said all those years ago that the clamshell or U-Haul was the house that Ralph built. But the truth is, it was the house that Barry Parkhill and Jim Hobgood built. Let's be fair.
Well, we didn't build it, but we helped fill it. We always say we laid the foundation for people like Terry and Ralph Sampson and Jeff Lamp and others to come because, if we had not had a certain amount of success, Coach Holland might not have been interested in coming to Charlottesville. So he came and he built on what we had laid as a foundation and took Virginia basketball to heights that we really had not seen before and haven't seen until Coach Bennett got here a few years ago.
All right, I want to turn back the clock. The South Carolina game back in the early days of U-Haul, was it like second year in U-Haul?
No, it was my second year, but the U-Haul had probably been open 4 or 5 years by then. But, the place officially held 8,500 people, and we had 10,500 in there. I mean,
wow.
there were people standing in all the portals.
That's great.
People sitting on every step going all the way to the top.
Awesome. You know what was strange about that game? In those days, they did not allow anybody seated around the baskets. There was nobody on the baselines.
Yeah.
I saw a video of this about 6 months ago, and I tried to call Hobo at night, but I couldn't get him on the phone. it was just so interesting. And then Barry Parkhill dribbled the ball like the last 45 seconds.
And then took the shot to win it from the right baseline. But, I mean, that was that week, and this is really going back, but we played Clemson on Saturday night at home and won, beat South Carolina Monday and won, or obviously won, and beat them. Wake Forest Wednesday, Georgia Tech Saturday. So we won four games in 8 days and we're ranked in the top 20 for the first time ever.
And Gene Corrigan
was the AD.
Was the AD at the time. And he said those wins put the University of Virginia sports program on the map.
That week.
Yeah. That's exactly correct.
That was the week. And it was a fun time to be there. And, you know, the students really got turned on probably for the first time in a long
That's
time.
Great.
And people like my wife had to spend the night in University Hall to get tickets and all that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
So that's why she tried out for cheerleader. She got tired of staying, spending the night in
U
Hall.
She needed a view.
Yeah.
She needed to get down on the floor.
All right. So we're going to go to our first break now, and I hope everyone will stay with us. We've got Terry Gates coming up in the next segment so we can talk some serious UVA basketball. And stay with us. This is Who's Talking?
From Kindred Spirit. Ooh.